which he meant nobody allowed to fall in love. A girl or a boy wouldn't let, or a man or a woman not allowed to have feeling toward each other. You are, even it's your feeling, you have to go through the leader. Okay, like I like one girl. I wouldn't let anybody know. I cannot go out on it. No way you can go out or anything. Or see each other. Even just talk to each other. No, not at all. That's why most people, if you ask the most Cambodian family now, some of them, they got married during the Pol Pot time. They are set up by the communists. Didn't know each other at all. Like you from another village, or a guy from another village. The Khmer will just set you up together and you live together. And you have to be loved. You have to love each other. If you don't love, they kill you too. You see? You don't love, they kill, and you love, they kill. That's the way it is. And also my leader, the first leader that was killed, he got love affair. I mean, he loved the leader of the girl. They were in love, but nobody know. And finally, they found out, they killed him. And we were scared to death. And every day, every moment, you just nothing you can say. Who you talk to, and who you can contact. You have no phone or anything. That the life of the children team, and also the rest of the people in the country, the same thing. You know, that's why we couldn't escape. We couldn't do anything against the Khmer Rouge. Some people would think, if talking to Adil or something, you strong enough, you smart enough. Why you let them? Why didn't you escape from place to place? Or you go? If you know that the government of this village or the leader of this village is bad, why don't you move to the other place? Or you try to talk to your friend who don't like the government, try to make a revolution or something. But that's impossible. No communication. That is the best, the first thing that Khmer Rouge do. No radio allowed to use, no watch or something. That's the way they tell the times. And no music, no money, no transportation, and no nothing. You know, it's hard to tell the people to believe. Like most people have seen killing field, and they said killing field is scary and beyond imaginary, but the real situation is worse than that, I'm telling you. That it is.